With New York streets packed with heads of state, delegates from over 190 countries, U.S. presidential candidates, and a terrorist on the run, security in the city was on high alert for the opening of this week's UN General Assembly meeting and side summit on refugees. The UN estimates around 65 million people are currently displaced, the highest number since the Second World War. Mohammed Badran fled the Syrian capital Damascus in 2013 and ended up in the Netherlands. Within a short time there, he founded an NGO which now has a network of over 600 Syrian volunteers, helping and collaborating with their new Dutch hosts. He was invited to address the opening of the General Assembly and spoke with Eva Soren the night before.
Our goal from this summit is like to make people feel that they've been here through us. And like the second thing is like to push the international community to do, you know, more for refugees by showing how refugees are already taking the action.
Monday's Summit of World Leaders delivered little more than a list of previously stated responsibilities, and the international community was given another 2 years to reach a global compact on the issue. Tuesday's Obama-led high-level pledging meeting of 52 countries and international organizations provided more substantial commitments. The White House announced that a total of $4.5 billion had been pledged to be used for the UN and other humanitarian agencies, a doubling of refugee resettlement places, and plans to improve access to employment and education. The outgoing US president promised to increase his country's own refugee intake to 110,000 in the year 2017, a commitment that will fall on his successor to honor.
We cannot avert our eyes or turn our backs. To slam the door in the face of these families would betray our deepest values. It would deny our own heritage as nations, including the United States of America, that have been built by immigrants and refugees.
But the summit of refugees would likely have never taken place had not 1 million people fleeing conflict, mainly in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, entered Europe last year. And yet dramatic events in the Mediterranean threatened to overshadow the summit and served as a reminder that deep challenges still linger. On Monday, a massive fire ripped through one of Europe's largest refugee camps on the Greek island of Lesbos, further displacing around 4,000 men, women, and children. On Thursday, a boat carrying up to 600 migrants and refugees en route to Italy capsized 8 miles off the coast of Egypt. Survivors reported that hundreds may have drowned. But as Obama implored the world to respond to displacement crises, a mile away, a shadow summit organized by the Center for Migration Studies asked why his administration has turned its back on Central American refugees banging on America's southern door. Last year, there were more violent deaths in the Northern Triangle countries of Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador than in Afghanistan. The region remains in the grip of criminal gangs who've unleashed a wave of extortion and violence which the government seem unable or unwilling to control. Noah Bullock is the director of the Cristosal Foundation, an organization in El Salvador that provides sanctuary to Central American families fleeing gang-related violence. Working on the front line of an invisible war, he's frustrated that most Americans are unaware of the scale of the humanitarian crisis.
One of the challenges in trying to build a regional response to our migrant and refugee problem here in the Americas is that we don't have the same optics that made the compelling case in the Syrian and Mediterranean situation. Yet, I think it's almost intentional that we haven't wanted to see it. There were photos circulated in the Mexican press of 3 Salvadoran children's bodies who washed up on the beaches of Chiapas, and something similar happened to a river in Guatemala. And so it's not the same drama is being lived in our hemisphere, but we in some ways intentionally don't see it.
Suni Rodriguez Alvarado fled death threats from Honduran authorities after her family members were murdered, but was detained with her son upon reaching the United States. She's now suing the federal government for mistreatment and was hoping President Obama might use the UN platform to draw attention to America's own refugee crisis.
I hope he changes his immigration policies and gives us an opportunity. And people should know that the treatment that people experience in detention centers is terrible.
For humanitarian observers, the coming months will be crucial to monitor the implementation of the support pledge to help the displaced. For the refugees themselves, they can only keep asking and hoping. Andrew Connolly, FSRN at the United Nations.